O Almighty God, the giver of every good and perfect gift, who has blessed the labors of the farmers with abundant crops and has given us the fruits of the earth in their season, we give thanks to you for your bountiful goodness and praise you for providing us with all that we need for both body and soul. You have kept us from all evil, guarded us against temptation and error, preserved our life. You have blessed the ministry of the word and sacraments so that your pure word can comfort us and lead us to heaven. Grant us grace by your Holy Spirit that we use your bountiful gifts to your glory, to the relief of those who are in need, and to our benefit, that we may serve you in willing obedience and with hearts that are grateful to Jesus for his salvation, in whose name we pray, amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text chosen for our Thanksgiving Day service is written in the fourth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, reading from verse 6, in Jesus' name. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear people, thankful to God for his blessings. It might be difficult for us in Chicago to thank God for the cold weather that we have enjoyed this November, and especially those who came from California to enjoy this weather. It might be also hard for those in California who've lost their homes in the fires to thank God on this day. Or the poor people who do not have everything that we do. It's hard for them sometimes to thank God for the blessings that they have. Human nature is rather perverse in this way. When we experience many and plenty, we often forget to thank God for all of his gifts. And when we experience want, God turns our minds to thanking him and trusting in him. And that has happened over the centuries of human race. Today, we want to draw near to God and thank him for all that he does and gives for us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We want to thank him for helping us and the things he does give us, but also the things that he keeps away from us, the troubles, the ills, and the temptations that he takes away. And we want to thank him for helping us during times of affliction, helping us to keep going even when we don't want to. In all of this, we are glorifying God. This is what worship is about, as far as our concern. Worship is to glorify God, to praise and thank him for all of his gifts. So in our text, St. Paul tells us, thank God for everything. And our first reaction might be, everything? But God wants us to be thankful for all that his benefits. So let us look at our text to see that we have no reason to be anxious, and we have every reason to be thankful to God. Anxiety is defined by worry or extreme apprehension. We could be anxious about many things, both in our personal life and also in our world and history and in our society. And if God did not exist, we truly would have things to be anxious, things to be worrying about, reasons for anxiety. We could be concerned about our health, about members of our families, about our work or finances, and the news brings us even more things to be worried about and anxious over. Plagues, fires, violence, the growing strength of China, the troubles in our society. Even turning the TV news gives us reason to be anxious in this world. So, have we been anxious because Reverend Bryant left us in April and we still don't have a pastor? I can assure you that there are members, other places, who have received calls from us anxious about losing their pastor. So far it hasn't happened, but you can imagine how they feel as well. Instead of being concerned about what we lack, we need to be thankful for the members who have stepped up and have been able to keep carry on in spite of not having a pastor. All too often, our anxieties focus on issues of life that are not going well, forgetting the many blessings that God continues to give us each and every day. Indeed, worry and anxiety, according to that definition, is the opposite of trusting in God, of loving Him above all things, of being grateful to God for all that He gives us. We come here today, then, to worship our triune God, who surrounds us with so many blessings that we can't count them all. God's word gives us many reasons why we should be thankful today. And the first of all is that God has promised to provide for every need. As Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." That's a promise. It's word of God. We're to trust that promise, even when things are not going as well as we like in our life. The second reason for trusting God and being thankful to Him is given to us by King David. "I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread." And David himself experienced the bountiful goodness of God when he was running away from King Saul. He had 300 men plus his wives and children to feed. And there was nobody that was providing for him as far as growing things, or that he couldn't go to a grocery store and buy things for these people. And yet, during those years that he was running away, God provided for each one of them. The third reason why we need to not be anxious is God has given us his Son to deliver us from this world. During his ministry on earth, Jesus depended completely on God for providing all things. He didn't have a house or a place to lay his head. He wasn't going to a grocery store, didn't have the money to be able to buy things for his disciples, and yet none of them died of starvation. He trusted that God would provide in all things. When we compare our lives with that of Jesus and what he lacked and what we have even less reason to be fearful or be anxious about our life. We have ever more reasons to be thankful. Have we known one day in our life where our basic needs have not been met? Is there a prayer that hasn't been answered by God, or he hasn't given us something better because of that? Do we have any reason to doubt that God will not continue those blessings into the future? Consider how God has blessed us this year. The farmers have been provided with great crops, even though the weather hasn't always been beneficial. God has blessed our economy with stability and even growth. Our nation has experienced peace and prosperity, and our lives have been given health. Each day, God gives us purpose in our lives, doing things that are able to help ourselves and also help others. Truly, we have reason to thank God for his blessings and less reason to be anxious. Let us bless the Lord and thank him on this day so that we have reasons to be thankful. Now, it is true we live in a flawed world, that there is sin and troubles all over. And sometimes they come to us to remind us that we need to depend on him and that our only hope is in God and his help instead of only on ourselves. And Satan adds to these troubles when he attacks us with temptations, when he causes issues in our life, when he tries to drive us away from God, and especially to forget to be thankful to the Lord. St. Paul tells us in our text, "Let your request be made known before God." Now, we're to believe that God already knows our needs and is working to provide for what we need. Jesus said, "Your heavenly Father knows all these things that you need." But we may not always see how God is at work helping us because God works behind masks through other people. So we don't see how God helps the farmer out as he grows the food, even though we understand that God provides the rain. And he hides behind the truck driver. God keeps him safe from accidents in bringing food to our stores. And God hides behind the grocer and those who he hires to provide and put things in the shelves. But we are to say that God is in behind all of these in providing for us each and every day. Instead of anxiety or worry about the future, what should our attitude toward God be on Thanksgiving Day? Our text answers, in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Let us consider what these words say, especially the word in everything. It includes every part and circumstances of our life. We are to give thanks to Him. Those are the good times and the rough times, the times we feel well and the times we're ill. God still strengthens us and keeps us and helps us in everything. We know also that God promises to turn everything, even the troubled things in our life, into good for us, spiritual good especially, as we learn to rely on Him. So St. Paul says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon God, for He cares for you. And I think that's where we need, on Thanksgiving Day, to understand those words. God truly cares for us. Sometimes He hides that care behind other things and other trials in our life. But we're His children. He made us His children through baptism. He gave us the blessing of even the greatest blessing that we could have, and that is eternal life in heaven through faith in Jesus. For God sent His Son into this world to take care of our greatest problem, and that is of sin. And Jesus loved us so much that He gave His life for us, dying on the cross in our place as our substitute, in order that our sins could be forgiven, in order that we can go to heaven. And so, no matter what happens in this life, we have another country that God is placing us in. He has promised it to us. And this is the blessing that we should eternally be grateful for. And indeed, when we get to heaven, we'll sing praise to God for His blessing, for His forgiveness, and for His love. We are also to bring God everything by prayer and supplication. And in a sense, prayer involves Christian humility as we humbly recognize our inability to help and do things for ourselves, and also that we rely on God for everything that He gives us and thank Him for it. The person who went in Jesus' parable, the sinner who went in and smote his breast and would not look to God and asked God, be merciful to me, a sinner, is an example of that humble prayer that we need to bring in our lives. And since God knows what we need, He wants us to ask Him for the things that we need so that we acknowledge that He's the one that gives it to us and that He's the supplier of all good things. God has promised, He shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. Through prayer, whatever causes our anxiety can be put into God's hands and left there, trusting that He will take care of it. Finally, on this Thanksgiving Day, our prayers need to be seasoned with thanksgiving, as Paul says. Giving thanks to God is being more than just being polite. Thank you. We teach our children to try and be polite and to say thank you when people give things or do nice things for them. But we're not being polite. We're acknowledging that God has given us these things. We're being grateful to Him. We're saying to Him, we acknowledge Him as the ruler of all, that He is the one who provides all for us, and that He is the one on whom we are to depend. Now, while Thanksgiving Day is a secular holiday in our nation, it also was instituted with religious overtones because the Pilgrims and President Washington and President Lincoln wanted the nation to give thanks to the Lord for His benefits for protecting people, for bringing them good things. And so we follow in that tradition. But we also give thanks to the Lord God for all that he gives us. Let then that text for today be our motto on this Thanksgiving Day. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, with supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. May God bless us as we give thanks to him. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen.